Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Artisan Italian Sordo Bread Cookbook. The Art of Italian Sordo by Ennea Bianchi is an English-language cookbook focused on traditional Italian-style sordo bread making for home bakers. Positioned as a practical guide, it centers on the foundations that define sordo success building and maintaining a starter, understanding fermentation, and producing the crust and crumb associated with rustic Italian loaves. The book's framing emphasizes craft and method, presenting sordo as a process shaped by time, temperature, flour choices, and careful handling rather than a single fixed recipe. It also aims to translate artisanal bakery results into a home kitchen context through structured instruction, tips, and step-by-step techniques. Alongside the core instruction, it offers a range of recipes described as moving from classic loaves to more creative variations, encouraging readers to develop confidence and repeatable results. Overall, the purpose is to help motivated home bakers approach Italian sordo with both authenticity and practical clarity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building and maintaining an Italian-style sordo starter. A central theme of the cookbook is the sordo starter, the living culture of wild yeast and bacteria that drives fermentation and flavor. The book emphasizes making a starter from scratch and then keeping it healthy through consistent feeding and observation. Rather than treating the starter as a mystery ingredient, it frames it as a manageable system you learn to watch activity, aroma, rise, and overall vigor to judge readiness. This focus matters because the quality of the starter influences everything that follows, including dough strength, fermentation timing, and the subtle acidity that many bakers associate with artisan sordo. In a home baking setting, the starter must also fit real schedules, so the guidance is geared toward repeatable routines and simple maintenance habits. The cookbook's broader Italian orientation supports an approach where the starter is used to build balanced flavor and structure, aiming for breads that feel rustic and aromatic without relying on commercial yeast. By grounding the reader in starter care, the book sets up a foundation that makes later techniques and recipes more predictable and less intimidating. Secondly, fermentation as a practical tool for flavor, texture, and consistency. Fermentation is presented as the engine of Italian sordo baking, shaping taste, aroma, digestibility, and the final crumb structure. The book highlights that fermentation is not a single step but a sequence of choices, including how long the dough ferments, how warm it is kept, and how mature the starter is at mixing time. This approach helps readers understand why identical ingredient lists can yield very different results. By treating fermentation as a controllable variable, the cookbook guides bakers toward more consistent outcomes, especially when working in a home environment where temperatures vary seasonally and schedules change. The emphasis on time-honored methods supports a view of sordo as slow craft, letting natural leavening develop the dough rather than forcing speed. The reader is encouraged to connect sensory cues to decision-making, such as dough expansion, elasticity, and overall feel, which are often more reliable than strict timing alone. In practice, this fermentation-first mindset helps achieve the book's stated goals: breads with a distinctive taste and texture, and loaves that evoke the character of Italian bakeries through careful, patient process. Thirdly, achieving signature crust and crumb through technique. The cookbook places strong emphasis on producing the crust and crumb that many readers associate with artisan Italian bread, a well-developed exterior and an interior that is light, yet structured. It frames these results as the outcome of method, not luck. Core techniques include proper dough handling, shaping discipline, and baking choices that support good oven spring. The book positions crust development as both aesthetic and functional. A strong crust contributes to aroma, keeps the loaf fresh longer, and signals successful baking. Crumb quality is treated as a balance between fermentation, gluten development, and gentle handling, so the internal structure is not collapsed during shaping and transfer. This focus is particularly useful to home bakers who may struggle with loaves that bake up dense or pale, even when flavor is good. By highlighting practical tips and techniques, the cookbook aims to bridge the gap between home ovens and artisanal bakery results. The message is that consistent practice with core skills, paired with attention to fermentation and starter strength, can reliably produce the rustic look and satisfying bite that define the book's Italian sordo identity. Fourthly, a recipe range from classic loaves to creative variations. Beyond foundational instruction, the cookbook is described as offering a variety of recipes, moving from classic loaves toward more innovative variations. This breadth supports different skill levels and motivations. Beginners can repeat a core loaf to master fundamentals, while more experienced bakers can explore new directions without leaving the sordo framework. The value of a varied recipe collection in a sordo book is not only variety for its own sake, but also repetition of techniques in different contexts. Each new formula becomes another way to practice fermentation, management, shaping, and baking, while learning how ingredient choices affect dough behavior. In an Italian-themed sourdough collection, the recipes are positioned to bring the essence of Italian artisanal baking into the home kitchen. Focusing on rustic breads that emphasize natural leavening and traditional craft, the cookbook also encourages a mindset of progression. Once the reader understands the core method, they can adapt and experiment more confidently. This combination of classic anchors and creative options helps keep the learning process engaging while reinforcing the same critical skills that drive quality across all sourdough breads. Lastly, a home baker-focused, method-driven teaching style, a defining topic in the book is its practical teaching approach. It is presented as an instructional cookbook that pairs recipes with tips and techniques intended to make artisanal results achievable at home. Instead of assuming professional equipment, it emphasizes method-clear steps, repeatable routines, and the idea that strong bread comes from understanding process rather than chasing perfect conditions. This is especially relevant for sourdough, where readers often face uncertainty around starter readiness, fermentation timing, and shaping. The book's promise of extensive experience is expressed as a focus on guidance that helps readers avoid common pitfalls and build confidence through practice. The Italian artisanal framing also encourages respect for tradition while translating it into everyday kitchen realities. Readers are guided to pay attention to cues and outcomes, using each bake to improve. In a crowded bread category, this method-driven structure is a practical advantage because it supports learning that transfers across recipes. By organizing instruction around core principles and then applying them in multiple breads, the cookbook aims to move readers from following steps to thinking like a baker. In conclusion, this cookbook is best suited to home bakers and culinary enthusiasts who want to make authentic Italian-style sourdough a regular part of their kitchen routine. Readers who are new to sourdough will benefit from its emphasis on the essentials creating and caring for a starter, understanding fermentation, and learning how technique influences crust, crumb, and overall loaf quality. More experienced bakers can use the book as a focused refresher on artisanal fundamentals, while exploring a wider set of recipes described as ranging from classic breads to more inventive variations. The practical payoff is tangible with consistent starter maintenance, improved fermentation awareness, and better shaping and baking habits. Bakers can produce more reliable, bakery-inspired results at home. What helps the book stand out in its category is its clear Italian artisanal orientation combined with a method-centered teaching style. Rather than presenting sourdough as a collection of disconnected formulas, it frames bread making as a craft built on repeatable principles and time-honored practice. For readers who want rustic loaves with distinctive flavor and texture, and who prefer learning the why behind the steps, it offers a structured path from curiosity to competence in Italian sourdough baking. If you would like to support Enea Bianchi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.